and braided in some way, and it was just a beautiful thing. I still have that.
You do? I see.
And I still have his railroad watch.
How about the, what would the women wear in the kitchen? Would they wear the high...
In the kitchen?
Yes. Would they wear a high apron or...
No. My mother wore the old fashioned... What? Made out of calico. And it hung from here to the floor. And then she'd wear an apron tied over that. But it always looked like a... I mean, years as we got older, it looked like she was pregnant all the time. You know, it was Mother Hubbard.
Mother Hubbard. I see. And then the apron over that.
Over that, yeah.
I see.
But then at church, my goodness, I can never remember my mother all through the years going to church without a hat and gloves. She might be putting on her glove, her first glove, by the time she got to the top step of the church, but she sure had her hat and gloves.
I see. What kind of jewelry would you have?
Jewelry?
Yes.
They didn't have much jewelry, but they had good jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
They never bought this costume stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My mother had one pin that she prized highly, and my daddy had his watch and his... And a couple little bracelets, but they only wore those for special occasions when they was going to a railroad dance or something.
I see. And around the neck?
It was old-fashioned, very much like those chains hanging up there, but not long, not that long.
I see.
Their jewelry was, everything was good. It was bought for gifts, special occasions, and then it was taken care of.
They call it a necklace or beads or
huh?
A necklace or beads or
My folks never had anything like that.
How about something you hold over your head for the rain or the sun?
Umbrella?
Uh-huh.
It wasn't fully dressed in the sun without one.
In the sun.
Very aristocrat. Uh-huh. That was.
And
of course, back in those days too, they walked more
sure.
than you now.
Mm-hmm.
But they always had a nice umbrella.
The
my daddy had one with a gold handle.
Gold handle?
Oh boy.
I see.
Yeah. Had Jake on it.
What would you say about a girl who would like to spend a lot of time in front of the mirror working with her hair and her... you say she likes to...
Well, there was very little makeup used back as even while I was growing up and like that. We didn't use much makeup and curlers. We nearly all done our own with the pin curlers, with the little bobby pins and like that. And by the way, my mother was the first married woman in Mena to get her hair cut.
Oh, is that right?
My daddy almost divorced her. She was just cute as a fox here. She just complained that she didn't have time to keep her hair. She was real fastidious and she had long hair, but she wore it done up. And she just, I don't know what happened. She had to go to Fort Smith to get it.
She did.
She had her hair cut and a permanent while my daddy was gone.
How old was she then? About?
Oh gosh. Let's see. She might have been in her 40s.
She was. Mm-hmm. Well, did the people think that was a bad thing? Or?
Oh, gosh. That was an awful lot of talk. Good and bad. Some of them admired her because she had the spunk, as they said, the spunky animal, you know.
Oh.
And others thought she was crazy. And